Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 31st of May, 2023. May has come. And it has gone. Chance of an isolated afternoon and early evening storm, especially southeast of DFW, with a high near 90 today. I'm John Little. Thanks for being here. In Austin, lawmakers have taken to social to come out swinging during a special legislative session aimed at cutting property taxes for Texans. KRLD's Robin Geske has more on the drama unfolding.
The issue of cutting property taxes obviously is a big one for Texans. They've been very vocal about the need for that. That's why Governor Abbott made it a priority this issue this year and also called for a special session when the lawmakers failed to get it done during the first 140 days in session. Now, the only rules of a special session in Texas are that it cannot last longer than 30 days, and any bills that lawmakers discuss and pass must pertain to the issue that's designated by the governor when he calls the session. Now, yesterday it was obvious that House Speaker Dade Phelan and members of the House had kind of an agenda. They wanted to get things done, and they wanted to get them done quickly. After passing a measure about human smuggling that is very similar to the Senate's bill, and a bill that would redirect $12.3 billion in a budget surplus to help alleviate those property taxes, Fort Worth Representative Charlie Guerin wanted to turn out the lights and head home.
HCR 3 by Guerin. Resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that the first called session of the 80th Legislature is authorized to adjourn, sine die, May 30th, 2023.
The chair recognizes Mr. Guerin to explain the resolution.
I think it explained itself. I move passage.
And that is exactly what they did. The Senate passed that bill that would lower. The Senate, on the other hand, passed a bill that would lower the property tax rate, but it would do so by lowering the rate and expanding the homestead exemption for homeowners. It's a lot different from the House version. Now, the problem is that Governor Abbott will now have to call another special session to take up the issue if the senators don't sign on to the House version of things, since they have already adjourned for the year.
More than a dozen people are out of their homes because of fires that erupted during Tuesday's thunderstorms.
The storms caused hundreds of lightning strikes across North Texas, and some of those bolts struck homes from Fort Worth to Frisco. Four house fires in Fort Worth were believed to be lightning caused, although the investigators still have to get out to confirm that. Two Carrollton house fires were also sparked during the lightning storms. The damage in both of those homes was pretty much confined to the attics. In Frisco, as many as nine structures were struck by lightning, and three of those strikes caused house fires. The first one, about 3 in the afternoon, was at a home on Old Province Way. While firefighters were pouring on the water there, they looked across the street and saw another house on fire. Both of those homes were pretty much gutted. A third house, about 3 miles to the north, also caught fire about the same time. The damage there was not quite as serious, so the homeowners can still occupy the building, but there's still a lot of repair to be done. One Frisco firefighter has non-life-threatening injuries. Another was treated on scene for heat exhaustion. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Allen Premium Outlets Mall reopens today for the first time since the mass shooting that killed 8 people. Janice Marut with the Lutheran Church Charities Canine Comfort Dog Ministry says they're providing some animals to help any mall employees who are anxious on their first day back.
Just to provide comfort and love wherever we can with this warm, soft fur, just to greet people and helpfully put a smile on their face.
The mall opens at 10 this morning, although individual stores will be able to set their own hours. The Allen man who drove to El Paso specifically to kill Hispanics in 2019 now has a sentencing date. KRLD's LP Phillips reports a federal judge will have to decide whether to accept the sentence.
As things stand, Patrick Crucius is to be sentenced to 90 life prison terms for pleading guilty in February to 90 hate crimes. A federal judge in El Paso has set sentencing for June 30th. On August 3rd, 2019, Crucius took his new AK-47-style rifle he just bought, packed it into his car along with ammo, and drove 10 hours to El Paso. There, he walked into a Walmart and targeted Mexican nationals. By the time it was over, Crucius had killed 23 and injured nearly two dozen more. He was arrested a short distance away, telling police he was the gunman. He still faces a capital murder charge in El Paso County Court, where the death penalty is still under consideration. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
DeSoto police are praising their new Shot Spotter system, which they say helped them respond to a shooting moments after it happened.
The shooting took place just after 4 yesterday at Deborah Avenue in the parking lot of the Corners apartment complex. The system detects gunfire and gives the exact location of the incident. Police say they were able to quickly respond and found a juvenile victim with a gunshot wound to his leg, who was taken to a local hospital where he's recovering. Police also found witnesses quickly who were able to describe the shooter as another juvenile. Investigators don't believe the shooting was random and don't believe that there is a threat to the public. Police are asking anyone with information concerning the shooting to please contact detectives. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The mother of a South Fort Worth teen gunned down in front of his apartment is speaking out. 15-year-old Xavier Hullaby was shot to death around 6:30 Monday evening at the Arwen Apartments near Crowley and Sycamore School Roads. Marta Smith tells NBC5 her son's murder is senseless.
I just want to lay my eyes on him. I can't sleep. I'm not going to eat. I can't rest until I see my baby's face.
Smith says she believes the shooting stemmed from a dispute with a group of former friends from 6 months ago. So far, Fort Worth police have not made any arrests. The list of candidates for Fort Worth's new director of the Office of Police Oversight Monitor is down to two finalists, and you have a chance to meet them this evening, KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
The two finalists are Michelle Phillips and Bonsell Secunby. Phillips is the Inspector General for the City of Oakland, California, while Secunby is the Deputy Independent Police Monitor in New Orleans. They're vying to succeed Kim Neal, who left Fort Worth to head up a similar program in Virginia. You can meet Phillips and Secunby at a public forum from 7 to 9 this evening at the Como Community Center on Horn Street. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Finally, some help for the Rangers' beleaguered bullpen last night in Detroit. Martin Perez was getting knocked around, so they brought in a rookie named Grant Anderson, making his Major League debut, and he started mowing down Tigers.
It's the 2-2, swing and a miss. Sinker on the outside corner. Torkelson unable to connect. Strike three called. Top of the zone with the cutter.
And this pitch is in there for a called third strike. Fastball at the knees, and that's strikeout number 7.
How about this guy? Welcome to the major leagues, Grant Anderson.
7 of the 8 outs he recorded were strikeouts. That really impressed catcher Jonah Heim.
All of his pitches, kind of, even his slider, it's kind of an upshoot. Looks like it's going up, but it's really not. And then he throws a sinker off that, which is a true sinker. So it's as a hitter, I'm glad he's on our team.
And offensively, no problem. The Rangers put up 10 runs, win the game 10-6. They've got one more in Detroit this afternoon.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.